The new Poet Laureate of the United States will formally be introduced today. Donald Hall lives in the countryside of New Hampshire, and it's been said that he writes in the tradition of Robert Frost.
We sit on the porch, gloved hand in hand, to watch the cold white snowflake universe shake down multiple tiny geometries against blackness's zero. We keep silence, for sound would shatter the laden, luminous night that softens into sameness the fence post, car, and mailbox.
Donald Hall was born in Connecticut and started writing poems at age 14. His formative moment came when he was cut from the baseball team and realized he'd never impress girls that way, so he turned to the written page.
I was serious about it. I don't mean I was good, but I decided at that point that I wanted to be a poet for my whole life, and I've gone and done it.
Hall has written 15 books of poetry and won numerous awards.
I never think of poems in terms of themes. Something gets me going, which may have ultimately to do with the theme, but I'm not even aware of it. The words come, and I work on the words. I try to make a beautiful shape. The end of poetry is beauty, and therefore pleasure.
His poetry brings him pleasure, even though Donald Hall pulls much inspiration from pain. In recent years, Hall has often written about his wife, the poet Jane Kenyon. She died of cancer in 1995, and he read poetry about her on NPR's Fresh Air.
Nursing her, I felt alive in the animal moment, scenting the predator. Her death was the worst thing that could happen, and caring for her was best. After she died, I screamed, upsetting the depressed dog. Now I no longer address the wall covered with many photographs, nor call her you in a poem. She recedes into the granite museum of Jane Kenyon, 1947-1995.
The Librarian of Congress nominated Donald Hall to be the next Poet Laureate, and he heard the news at home in New Hampshire, by fax. And we'll finish this moment with a reading from Donald Hall.
For me, it is the private past becoming the public present. And I read it aloud to you, happily to read the poem, but also very aware that it represents or embodies something that is a long way from where I am now. Affirmation. To grow old is to lose everything. Aging, everybody knows it. Even when we're young, we glimpse it sometimes and nod our heads when a grandfather dies. Then we row for years on the midsummer pond, ignorant and content. But a marriage that began without harm scatters into debris on the shore, and a friend from school drops cold on a rocky strand. If a new love carries us past middle age, our wife will die at her strongest and most beautiful. New women come and go, all go.
It's a poem about what you lose in life, yet Donald Hall ends it with the words, "It is fitting and delicious to lose everything."